Now, I know y'all mad at me. I know some of y'all done filed for divorce from Flowing with Life Coach Jarrell. Some of y'all done busted out my podcast windows on my little podcast card that has fake hubcaps and still has a radio cassette player. I know y'all have went on Twitter and bashed me because I have not put out content in a few months. But with that being said, it's June 1st and guys, I am back and I'm ready to give you guys a really good podcast. Before I even get into this, I want to say thank you Anchor.fm for allowing me to use your podcast platform. It's almost, I want to say in about June, July, maybe. It will be 4 years that I've been on this platform since I recorded my first podcast. So thank you all for the love and the support and the loyalty. Thank you, Spotify. Thank you, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Amazon Music. Just thank you guys. iHeartRadio is another. Thank you all so much for allowing me to use your platforms to spread messages of love and peace throughout all of the people who will listen. So you guys know, and let me explain something, because sometimes people, my close friends, get it and understand because I've spoken to them about it. It's like, why haven't you given us a podcast? Why haven't you given us a podcast? You know, I'm a person of energy and emotions and feelings and messages, things like that, right? So if the universe or spirit, God, whatever you believe in, isn't nudging me and saying this is something to talk about or you need to get out, you need to speak, I don't move on that. You know, sometimes you have people that just put stuff out just to put stuff out. And that's nothing wrong with that. If you want to keep your audience engaged, no hateration to anybody there. On my end, I like to put out meaningful podcasts or meaningful messages that will impact people. And that's what this podcast is about. So we're going to talk about a couple of things. Won't even be here long, but I just want to shed some light and some love on you guys today. I want to say happy first day of June to everyone. Make sure that in this month, especially the first day of the month, let's set some clear boundaries and let's set some goals. Let's stick to those goals. Let's push ourselves. Let's love on ourselves. Like it was literally like January the 1st, literally. And it's like we're already in June. And before you know it, it'll be like New Year's Eve because time is flying extremely, extremely fast. So be sure that you are setting those goals and you're killing them and you're setting those clear expectations and you're holding yourself accountable as well as holding others accountable and allowing them to hold you accountable to meet those dreams, desires, and goals that you have for yourself. So I don't know if you guys know, but for you all that don't know, I visited Charlotte, North Carolina for the very first time in my life this past Memorial Day weekend. Such a blast. Such a blast. Like I get happy every time I think about it. So if you guys don't know, just a quick backstory. I quit my full-time job back in June of 2017. And after I quit that job, I was like, well, I need some time to think. I need to figure out where I want to go, where I want to work, what career I need and what career I wanted. And the rest of 2017, God put me through some tests that I passed, but that brought me closer to him, right? And so the beginning of 2018, I woke up one day and I just said, I want to move to Charlotte, North Carolina. Like it was just out of the blue. It was random. I couldn't tell you what Charlotte looked like. I didn't know anybody there. And I just said, I want to move to Charlotte. And so for the last 4 years, 18, 19, 20, 21, well, this would actually be the fifth year, I have been speaking Charlotte, North Carolina into the atmosphere, like Charlotte, Charlotte, Charlotte. And people would always ask me the same question. Well, what's in Charlotte? What is in Charlotte? And I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like that is where I am supposed to be. Something continuously pulls me there. Charlotte comes up in conversations monthly, sometimes weekly with friends. I just feel like that is where I'm supposed to be. So we're fast forwarding. And for you guys that don't know, I love jazz music. And I love any type of classical, instrumental music, whatever the case may be. So one of my favorite artists by the name of Robert Glasper. You guys do some research on Robert Glasper. He is dope. But Robert Glasper, was on tour, or is on tour, and one of the cities that he came through was Charlotte, North Carolina. And I was just scrolling through the internet and I seen it because he released his album Black Radio 3 this year. And I was like, oh my God, Robert Glasper has a concert in Charlotte. And I said, you know what? I have been saying that I want to go to Charlotte. I want to go. You love Robert Glasper. Why not? Ended up booking my ticket and buying my seat that moment. Like, boom, like it's done. And so it dawned on me. I was like, oh my God, I'll be going to Charlotte, North Carolina. Like, I will be going. And the whole week of like going to Charlotte, I was just really, really anxious because I was like, what is it going to be like? I was checking the weather, making sure that the weather was going to be nice and that everything was going to be good. Like, I was just super excited. And I got to Charlotte, guys, and absolutely did not want to leave. I smile every time I think about the things that I saw. So many beautiful murals, so many sweet and nice people, so much to do. And it's a good thing when you have someone that continuously makes you smile, right? And I smiled because of someone like every single day that I was there. I smiled at life. I smiled at the food. I smiled at the fashion. I smiled at the way that the air smelled in Charlotte. And I don't know, it's just, I fell in love with Charlotte, North Carolina, right? And I woke up one morning and I went walking just around the neighborhood where our Airbnb was. And I just soaked in the experience. I soaked in the air, the nature, the animals, the plants, just everything. And I said, well, God, I don't think that you would allow me to ask for anything that you could not provide or that you did not feel that I was worthy of having. And I literally asked, I said, God, I really want to be here and I want to make this my home. So I need to ask permission from you to live and to move and to start this new chapter of my life. And in that moment, it was confirmed. And just the rest of the trip was truly, truly, truly beautiful. And the purpose of this podcast is for anyone that is going through or has gone through like this period of your life. Sometimes we live in cities and states for different reasons. Some of us live there because our job is not relocatable. Some of us, we live there because we have a relationship there. Some people stay in places because they may have a family, or their family is close, or their family lives there and people don't want to leave their family. Or you may have like a sick loved one and you don't want to go too far. And then the other option is, the other two options is, you could either just be complacent or you could be scared. For me, it was like a mixture of all of those things. Little Rock is very, very nice. Little Rock is safe, but Little Rock has never been me. I had to learn that in this life, you have many, many, many journeys, right? Where you start off in life as an adult, I'll say like my middle 20s, you know, straight out of college, learning how to really, really, really finance and budget money and learning what it's like to really be an adult. So then I moved from Pine Bluff in 2010 and I moved to Little Rock. So I've been here in Little Rock, Arkansas for this October will be 12 years. Now, of course, yeah, I found a job here and I've always been able to keep a job and maintain it to pay bills because that's just, you know, how I was taught. But for a really long time, I had things to do here that was fun, but I wasn't living. I wasn't just really waking up and just being like, oh my God, I love it here. And I got complacent. I got very, very complacent. And I started making excuses of why this works for me or it's better to live here. My mom and dad live 2 hours away. I'm close to this. I'm close to that. And all of these excuses that I would continuously tell myself year after year after year began to sound so correct and began to sound so right. And then the people that would ask, well, why are you still here? When I would tell them why, they would say, okay, well, that makes sense. So it was like a validation for me to stay and not grow and to not really get out and live and do the things that I wanted to do. So I recently started talking to different friends and they was like, well, I don't understand why you're still there anyway. And I spoke to my younger sister, I want to say about a month ago. And she was like, I never understood why you moved to Arkansas anyway. That just doesn't seem like you. That just seems like you need to be somewhere like in a big city. So like this whole entire year and last year, my good friend Tania, she's always like, friend, I'm so ready for you to move. I'm so ready for you to move. And I started really speaking to my really close friends real heavy last year. And I was like, I gotta go. Like, I just don't feel it here anymore. And this was confirmation on this trip. And to kind of, in a sense, sum things up, when you get this energy or this vibe within yourself that tells you that you have completed your task in whatever area of life you are in, don't sit on that message. Don't slap the hand of the energy or of God or spirit or universe that's nudging you and telling you that it's time to go. Like, don't put in earplugs to silence the message that's being given to you. When it is your time to go and to leave and to start the new chapter of your life, listen and start preparing. Yes, it can be scary because the unknown is always scary because you just don't know. But you have to look at your situation of where you are in the moment right now. If you have conquered every obstacle where you are, if you are living and you are not stressing and you are not, you know, struggling and you are not depressed where you are, if you can manage where you are right now in this moment and in this time, you can do it anywhere in this entire world. As long as you keep your core values, if that is prayer, if that is maintaining your mental health, if that is dotting your I's and crossing your T's, if it is creating that budget plan that keeps you, you know, in your financial bubble of being safe, like whatever your thing is, just know that you could do anything and be anywhere in this world as long as you believe in yourself. My good friend Chris was like, well, when do you want to move to Charlotte? And I was like, well, you know, just kind of looking at some things and my lease is up in October and I feel like that's too quick, too fast, too soon to move. And I'm thinking next year, I'm thinking this, da, 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 da. He looked at me and he was like, while all of that may make sense to you, he was like, you're not married. You don't have any kids. The only thing that you have is a dog. You don't have any debt. What is stopping you from moving to Charlotte when your lease is up? And it triggered me a little bit. It was kind of scary because in my eyes, I'm like, that's just too quick. That's too fast, too soon. I don't have time to do this, that, and the third. And he was like, well, think about it this way. If an opportunity presented itself to you and your relocation fee or packages were taken care of and all of your things could be packed up and you could move to Charlotte this year, would you? And I was like, absolutely. And he was like, well, if you believe that those things could happen and you would actually go if they did happen, start manifesting your relocation now. And I was like, well, you know, I need for this position to open up in my job and I need a remote position. He was like, well, there are other jobs in the world if one does not open up. There are other companies in the world that could open up for you. Like, don't limit God or limit yourself to what you think has to happen and the plan to get to where you want to go. And I was like, you're right. So I had to take that into effect and into account on my drive back from Memphis to Little Rock when we were coming back from Charlotte. And it's like, you know what? My whole life, I've kind of lived like you got to do this, step A, step B, you got to do this. Like, I've always been very, very calculated, right? Because that's just the way that my parents raised us. And so for me, doing anything outside of a calculated plan, it's like a trigger for me, because it's like, well, how do I know that I'll make it? How do I know that something won't come up? But I was writing some affirmations for myself for my relocation last night. And one of the affirmations said that I am strong enough to handle any obstacles that arise during my relocation and my move, and I'm strong enough to overcome them. And when I was reciting, you know, my affirmations this morning, I just realized that, Jarrell, you can do this. Like, stop tripping. You've always been able to adapt to wherever it is that you go around people. You can do this. Trust yourself and believe in yourself. So for everyone that has spoken life into me with this next area and stage of my life that will begin or that has already begun, I want to tell you thank you. I want to show you so much love, gratitude, and respect. Thank you for speaking into me. Thank you for believing in who I am and what I do. And I also want to give that same love and support back to anyone that listens to this podcast. Trust yourself. If you know that you can do it, if you know that you can live it, do it. Like, forget what anyone has to say. Forget what anyone feels. Don't allow people to project their insecurities and their fears upon you. Pray daily. Write those affirmations out. Say them daily. You get what I'm saying? Like, have conversations with people that have the same mindset as you. Like, and it's okay to leave people behind. Sometimes we get so comfortable staying for people that people are getting everything that they want by keeping you where you are, but you're not getting anything that you want or anything that you need because you're operating out of doing, being, and showing up for other people. And sometimes you have to go ahead and cut that leash and say, hey, I'm out. And if you feel like you're being left behind, then you may need to change your tune and you may need to catch up with me. So with that being said, guys, thank y'all so much for joining this podcast. I hope you enjoyed the quick little message of things that I just wanted to pour out to you all. And always remember, good things happen when you think positive. Good things happen when you think positive. Sometimes it's hard to think positive, sometimes depending on the situation, but just remember, good things happen when you think positive and trust and believe in yourself. So once again, guys, I will be doing my best to create new content. If you guys have a Twitter, you guys can follow me on Twitter at simply_Jarrell, simply_Jarrell. Every Tuesday I have a Twitter space and it's called Tuesday Tea Time. And every Tuesday we talk about different topics, different subjects, and we have a really, really good time. It's a live Twitter space. And if you guys don't know what that is, it's kind of like going live on any social media site. The only difference is there are no faces. There are only your voices. And then 10 microphones can be held, so 10 people can speak. But we have great questions, great topics. We have a good time, and it's a growing movement on Twitter, and I'm definitely looking forward to doing more. You all please be visiting my website, www.trustjarrell.com. I do have work to do on that website. I'm looking forward to updating some things and getting some things changed on there to get back to doing more coaching. So I love you guys with all my heart. Remember, today is June 1st. How you start is how you finish. Set those goals, set those intentions, follow through, love on yourself more and more each day. And whatever you do, trust the process. I love you guys. Be safe.